Reality. Krishna is beyond cause and effect relationship, and so are some other things, such as anadi karma, beginningless karma. One cannot change reality to suit one's understanding. Reality has to be understood the way it is. Reality doesn't care for your logic. The basic fact is that the ultimate reality, the absolute truth, cannot be explained by logic alone. It is beyond logic. Vedanta Sutra, Chapter 2, Part 2, Chapter 2, Verse 11. Tarko Vrtishtanat. Logic that does not contradict Shastra can be used to explain reality, but it's not sufficient in and of itself. That's why we need Shabda Brahman, Shastra. Unless one accepts spiritual truth, one cannot argue about anything. All the experiences of our mind are within the framework of time. Mind cannot go beyond that. The mind has no ability to understand something beginningless, because all the experiences we ever had in this life or every previous life had a beginning and end. Our mind works within the bounds of time and space. But reality is beyond time and space. You cannot drag the complete reality within the limits of time and space or cause and effect relationships. Some reality stands beyond time and space and cause and effect. Reality is not bound by logic, time, or space. Philosophy has its limits. It cannot grasp the absolute reality. Reality, absolute reality, has to be understood from Shastra. There is no why for anything beyond time and space. There is only how. How does it work? Not why does it work. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.